take it a little further out west to our Lakers. LeBron James, first
LeBron
and foremost.
LeBron James.
Saw the video you posted on IG, watching the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Broke Kareem's record. You know, Kareem set the record in 84. I think, obviously, it extended all the way till he finished.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron came through, hit the Jimmy. Thomas Bryant posts up, no. Mm-hmm. Take this bucket.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to ask you, how big of a deal is LeBron surpassing Kareem as the NBA's all-time leading scorer?
How big of it?
It seems like it was talked about a lot. Obviously, there's a lot of momentum.
No. That's what makes it all funny. This has been for 40 years. And when LeBron James beats it, we just pretend that it's like, yeah. That it wasn't standing for 40 years and y'all didn't say no one was going to ever do it and someone did. And you're not going to give him the flowers that he deserves. Are you fucking kidding me? You're going to pretend that, they should have won the game. That game. As soon as it said 36, like I called you, I said 36 points?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he ain't going. Thursday.
I lied to myself.
Yeah,
I lied to myself. As soon as he pulled up in the suit, and it's like he only need 36. But these are the other factors that I didn't account for. Because I'm like, oh, Thursday's a national game, TNT game. Tuesday was too. Kareem's old team, they had a little petty beef. I thought, all right, he was going to stick it to Kareem and do it against his former team. But I forgot the Grammys were Sunday. So all these dudes were going to stay till Tuesday to go see Bron, Jay-Z, mm-hmm. everybody. They were not staying till Thursday. Because now we're in Super Bowl week. I have bags to get out in Phoenix. So.
But it was 36 points.
Exactly.
Right? For a guy who's averaging 30. Right? So there was no going into that game without a doubt that he was going to get it. Right? So the winning versus the losing, that's not even a factor, people. Like, let that argument go. No one, AD, he can be mad. Who gives a right?
But do you think AD said he was mad about the team losing? How did you feel when you saw it? Did you not care?
Didn't care. What?
Like he gave him a little fist pump?
I mean, he didn't stand. I mean, they're best friends. I don't, like, you know, that's irrelevant. The one Kareem, I'm pretty sure that still pissed off. He didn't look like he cracked a smile. Like, shit. You can see it in his face. Like, every bucket he made, it was, you know, it was like.
But Kareem's old and tall. I'm sure he just wanted to be at the crib doing what he was doing.
But it doesn't matter. This is not about them. It's about the man. And this is going to be. Okay. Remember, I'm a Jordan fan. You got the Jordan shit down there, right? Got my Jordan. You got the Jordans on the pictures I took back in the day. The Jordans right here.
We were not supposed to acknowledge that.
I'm just saying.
Fumble your Adidas bag. Adidas.
No.
Very
no,
good brand. No, very no. good quality shoes. Agent Zero.
The new one's going to have all the Adidas stuff. But Jordan's got the Adidas stuff on.
Okay. They both got Adidas.
They got it both Adidas. This is a long time ago.
The ski mask though is the best part.
Yeah.
Ski mask is the best
part.
So
we know I'm Michael Jordan fan. But I'm not gonna do the stronghold. Michael Jordan is still the best player ever.
That was my next question for
right?
you.
Right. I'm not gonna be that dinosaurish. Here's why. I was in the league when LeBron James' name came. Right? When he came out of the, they said, and all you media got to really understand this is what you guys did. They always do this to black people, right? You're going to be the next, right? Yeah, they want to your career up, you know what I mean? They don't let you, like, you know, can I be the first, like, you know, this person, then I get to that level, then, you know, it's always, you know, they always throw a great tag on you, right? So they throw, this is the next Jordan, right? MJ, he's here, MJ. Also, they threw an extra one. They mounted that shit on the next Magic. Y'all hibernated this, right? This is like a Ligra. You made the Ligra. You made this man be a Ligra up here, right? Magic, MJ.
Liger got me going, bro.
Right? Is it right? You
Ligers and Ty Guys and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you
shit.
Put it. You put this. You're basically created an individual that was supposed to be a unicorn, right? By these two. Number, the best point guard ever.
Thank you.
The best player ever.
Until LeBron. Yeah.
Right? And then he gets here, and then you want to pretend, you're going to pretend that he's not better than just the one player you said. He caught both players. Then he caught an extra who's leading everybody in scoring. He surpassed him. And then you want to get to, well, he played on different teams. He got the load, man. He played 20. Then you want to throw all this extra shit in. No, fuck all that. Fuck all that. What does he have to do to say he's the best? If you say Michael Jordan's the best and he's the best because of the scoring shit and I surpass it, I don't give a fuck what you talk about no more. I don't care what you're talking about no more. Your invisible, you know, statistics. He would have played all 5 years and he would have, I don't give a fuck about none of that. Right? This was what I was supposed to be. I did that. And then this is just in case you want to throw him in front of me, I'm going to top that shit too. That argument is over. Oh, he did it in 6 years. I don't care. Well, he only played, so I don't give a fuck. He played 82 games for 9. I don't give a shit. Right? What? Oh, if he wins one more chip, what the fuck does the chip have to do with the best player ever?
Individual versus team achievements. This is what I will say. LeBron James is 38 years old, averaging 30 still.
It's still
a top 10 player in the NBA.
Look, listen, if you don't want to put him as your number one for personal reasons, say it.
Yeah.
Say, hey, listen, I'm a Michael Jordan fan till I die. Right? Say that. And say that's the only reason he can't be number one in my book. Because I am a fanatic Jordan fan. Like, in my top five, when people ask me my top five, I say, hey, this is my top five. Penny Hardaway is my favorite player of all times. He's in there. And then I just pick four other. So I don't want you to say shit about my top five because I got Penny. That's my favorite player. My favorite player is going to be in there no matter what. Say, do that. But don't pretend and throw all these stats to try to make LeBron not the best player that ever played. Right? I understand the way Jordan did it, the way he did it, was beautiful. I get it. Right? It's like when it comes to cars, it's like a one of one. What's that car Jay-Z got? The Excalibur? Excalibur, like it's the it's a $7 million Maybach. One of one. That's Jordan. One of one. Did it elegant. Perfect. He was the face of just elegance all the way around, how he moved, how he did it. LeBron, he was a Hummer truck, right? And you threw all this bulletproof, undestructible shit on it, and he's moved. And you might not like the way he has done it, but he still surpassed the things that you said he couldn't do or he wouldn't do.
No.
So if you said he couldn't do any of this stuff and he did it, why are you still questioning it? And that's the thing I don't get. Like,
it's the age we live in, girl.
Like, you know, it's just one of those things where what else is there to do? Because it's not now. If this was the best player, right? If Jordan had Kareem's scoring title, right? If Jordan had John Stockton's assist record, if Jordan had, you know, Bill Russell rings, I get it. But Jordan's not number one in any of the categories, right? But we do identify, okay, this was the most feared, this was the best player that ever did it, right? I mean, and you guys did that, the media did it. 3 years in the league, basically, he was coined the best player ever, right? So, you know, so from there, if he's not number one in any of the categories that you guys have as pinnacle and he was the GOAT, then don't use those for someone else.
That's fair. Thank you for coming to Gil's TED Talk. Seriously.
And I still haven't said which one I have won, but I'm just arguing.
Did you not say Penny was number one?
No. That's the top five. That's my number one.
But this is the thing. You might tell me Penny. I'm going to be, oh, Gil, you crazy. Why? Because I remember Penny coming up to Pauley Pavilion before he got drafted in the Mississippi State shorts, 6'7", doing what he was doing out there. And I think a lot of times, how people's career pans out, that's awesome. But mm-hmm. there's so much other shit that goes into it, injuries, all those other mm-hmm. stuff. So when I've seen a guy play at his peak, like I get into people about this all the time. Steph Curry, greatest shooter in NBA history. My personal favorite shooter ever is Salim Stoudemire. Because the shit I've seen him do on a court mm-hmm. with my own two eyes. And this is no knock to Steph. Oh, how could you say that about Steph? Whatever. Like, Salim. Anybody who was at Arizona through those times. Mm-hmm. It didn't translate to the NBA, but Salim's bucket getting prowess.
Yeah, he was bucket.
I remember when I was like a junior or senior, Ben Howland was the coach. He was shooting like 54 from three, and obviously our three-point line was closer in than the NBA, but mm-hmm. he was shooting from NBA mm-hmm. level. And J.J. Redick was the dude at that time. And it was some absurd, like J.J. would have had to make like 80 to 90 threes in a row to get to Salim's percentage. Mm. You know what I mean? But that's neither here nor there. So when I see it, I'm the same point as you. It's like, whoever your GOAT is, that's your GOAT, right?
Yeah, that's your GOAT.
You like Jordan, you like Kobe. But this is what I want to ask you about Kareem. Kareem held that scoring record. Kareem was a beast, man. When you talk about overall basketball resume, I don't think anybody's resume compares to Kareem other than potentially Bill Russell just with the 11 rings. But three natties. What he did in high school, Kareem killed. Didn't get cut from his JV or varsity team as a sophomore. Mm-hmm. Killed in high school. Three rings at UCLA. Would have won four, but freshman couldn't play. Six rings in the league. Two finals MVPs. Six MVPs. Scoring record. Almost whooped Bruce Lee's ass in Game of Death. Came very close. Mm-hmm. Probably one of my, I got to put that up there. Because almost got him, if not for some janky editing and screenwriting. They talk about scripts now in the NFL, NBA. There was a script in that. But why doesn't Kareem get the love that he deserves? And even seeing him at that game, like I'm a UCLA guy. So I feel like Kareem had a bad reputation for two reasons. When he became Muslim, mm-hmm. burned his house down, all types of other shit. Always a man of peace and tranquility. And he has a bad reputation because, I mean, we interviewed John Wooden before he passed away. And something that always stuck with me, John Wooden told the story about how Kareem, when he would go to places, they went to one place in particular, he walked in a restaurant or some white waitress looks at him and says, look at that big black N-word, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And this is what was going, so he was always super surly with people he didn't rock with. Mm-hmm. How's the weather up there? All those dumbass jokes mm-hmm. that you get as a tall person, kind of treated like a freak show. But when I see Kareem, it's all love. When people who know him, sure, when you see Kareem, it's a dap up mm-hmm. and whatever, mm-hmm. keep it moving. But I feel like that's impacted his place amongst basketball's greats. So why do you feel like Kareem doesn't get the love that he deserves in the GOAT debate?
So you got to remember, back then, it was a big man's league. See, this is why media is powerful, and sometimes media got to acknowledge, because you've done it in the past, right? You've done it in the past. When Michael Jordan was picked, right, what was the knock? You can't win the championship with a guard. Right? That was the stigma. You cannot win a championship with a guard. At that time, before Jordan decided to be Jordan, who was the best player in the league? Who was the GOAT? Kareem. Right? So what ends up happening is a guard wins the championship. Oh, shit. Oh, this man wins the championship. This is a guard-driven team, and they win without a big man, and then two-peat, then three-peat, right? They're right, those three championships right there, I'm pretty sure after the second one, overtook Kareem. Kareem has been out of that debate yeah. when Michael Jordan won his second. Michael Jordan probably had, 10, 12,000 points at the time, and he already, in the media's mind, surpassed him as the best player in the NBA.
The knock with Kareem, oh, he's tall. It's like, I want, however tall or short you are, go try to shoot a hook shot from 17 feet and make that consistently. It's probably the most unstoppable shot in the history of basketball.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I heard, you know, my guy J.J. Redick, you know, when he said, you know, other than the sky hook, what other attributes did he have? Yeah, makes sense. But that is the argument with majority of the players back then. Like, this wasn't, y'all did this, right? Y'all did it. The players today are doing it. Like, they have nothing else to do but train, study, and play. Yeah, they don't have the fundamentals that were important then. They have the skill now. So, you know, and the guys who are elite, they have both, right? So, you know, when you look at just the history of how the game's been played, and, you know, like, I used to question, like, why isn't the Big O, why wasn't he considered the Michael Jordan? Where did Michael Jordan, you know, there's a guy who's, when you look at it, he's doing it actually a little bit better. 30, 11, and 10, like, I'm 32, 11, and 10, you know, Jordan's, you know, 33, 30. So how, like, what happened here? I wasn't born yet, so I don't, you know, what happened here for him, for Jordan to already surpass these people?
I'm going to say he had better shoes. MJ's kicks.
You know, I just.
But I'm just saying, like, we even look at this painting, and they're J's. The natural instinct was, oh, I got to put them in. So that has impacted people's minds and created this hype machine. And this is no knock to Jordan. Jordan's an amazing player. LeBron's my GOAT. I won't argue with Jordan fans. That's your GOAT. I support you.
That's your
you.
GOAT? Yeah.
I support you. Like,
but,
seriously.
But it, as an NBA, the face of the NBA, LeBron has to be him.
Yeah.
The reason is, the man's never had a ticket. He's never had a speeding ticket. He's never, like, there's no mark on his legacy at all. So when you're talking about perfection, legacy, built a school, has his own, like, Nike compound, whatever, the shit, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? No, nothing, still married to the same girl from 20 years. Like,
they got their own little dab that they
did. Like, so when you're talking about from the optics, right? He's a number one scorer, right?
With top five
and
assists.
This is like, and people, when you talk about scoring, stop. This is what happens. Because I don't think they understand when it comes out. When you say, yeah, he's not a better scorer than Jordan. But he's first. Like, I understand what you're saying, but I don't think you understand what you're saying. If Jordan was a scorer first and LeBron is a passer first and the passer first has more points than the scorer first, just let it go because that, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't think they understand the concept of what they're saying. That LeBron is not a natural scorer. That's what makes it worse.
Yeah.
The non scoring, you know, mind is leading the most selfish stats. Like, I don't see how you guys are still making an argument. You guys are dumb. I would never make that argument for my Jordan. I would use shit like, you know, out of the 15 years he played, you know, 9 years, all 82 games. Another year, 80, and then 281. Then my man was sturdy. Like, you know, I would start using random shit like that. I'm not using that. Yeah, my guy is the best scorer that ever lived. He was just a natural scorer. Like, no one's ever called LeBron a ball hog, right?
If the goal is to put the ball in the basket, I don't care how easy or difficult you made it look when you put the ball in the basket.
And here's another argument that I heard someone say about, you know, legacy. The 80s basketball, right? It was tougher. Shut up. Let it go. 80s cannot compete with 90s, 2000s, and now. It is a pointless argument. Oof. Bill and Beer cannot play basketball today, right? His defense does not work today. The things that you guys glorifying, which is hard fouls, not better defense.
Yeah.
Hard fouls. If you look at the people who were brutally hurting people, they were not all defensive players. A defensive player is playing within the rules, stopping you.
Yeah.
Like on the offensive end. Like, if we can play offense how they play defense, just give me the ball, let me run with it and go score. It's illegal. It's illegal. But if I can do that, I can say I'm the best scorer in the league. You're just clotheslining players. You're just hurting players. And that's how it was. The less talented, up the talent. That's it. The talent, like, but you're not going to find your Dennis Rodman mindsets today. And I mean Dennis Rodman mindsets, not on the court, off the court. You're not going to find players sitting there, leaving the gym, no shower, going to the club, clubbing all night and got a game tomorrow. You're not doing that today.
With no shower?
Right, you're not doing that today. You're not in Vegas all night gambling and then flying in that morning to play a basketball game. These players today are not doing. These players today are sitting in the gym. They will mollywop your asses, you 80s, for real. Y'all acting like y'all was in the gym 6-7 hours a day. You weren't. Stop the bullshit. Stop acting like your guys were this glorified and you're sitting here learning game plays, learning habits, and then you guys were half, you alcoholics. Today, you guys are all yellow-eyed, looking like aliens out there. Yellow-eyed bandits. You just, like, no, I'm serious.
No, but this is the thing, if you talk about Wilt, and we know Wilt more for the off-the-court stuff than averaging 50, but when he was playing with the Sixers, he had like a nightclub in New York, Harlem, Brooklyn, somewhere. I just remember my pops telling me, and he was going and turning up every single night. So things are different for this day and age, but we also have more resources, more technology. It's just more advanced. Obviously, nicer shoes, not playing in the Chucks. So you got to just take each period for what it is.
Take it for what it is and leave your little goofy asses in your era.
But 80s, like, oh, if LeBron was in our era, you know, we would stop him.
LeBron's like 260.
First of all, you smell like gin. All right, he's running right through you. I mean, come on. Look, when I came into the NBA, 2001, cocaine, boom, out of the socks. Boom, boom, boxing out, cocaine patch fall right out of the socks. Now, you got to think. Let's think about this. Think about how high or dumb you have to be to play in an NBA game with it in your sock. Not in your locker, not in your bag, in your sock, in the game. On the bench, the 14th and 15th player, Gatorade bottle, 2 Bud Lights, fill it up, drink it, by the fourth quarter, sounding like fans. Right? Like, and you telling me that you guys in the 80s, bro, think y'all are going to guard players today and the whole ideal is we fouled you? And you got to think about, when we're talking about hacking, I think Isaiah Thomas said this. He said, and he's right, the bad boys fouled Michael Jordan. I didn't foul Michael Jordan like that. Joe Dumars didn't foul Michael Jordan like that. No, the players who actually play defense did not. The average, like when you talk about the Gary Paytons, when you're talking about the Scottie Pippens, the Michael Jordans, those guys who were defensive players, they the reason they were great at defense is because they were playing within the rules of the game. The players who just hack the shit out of you, those guys are not considered defensive players. They're just hackers. Right? So you're telling me that, you know, you're just going to hack me and I'm going to shoot free throws? Well, like, how does, like, if it didn't work in the 80s, why the fuck is it going to work against us? Like, the concept is just so stupid.
I appreciate you for saying this, Gil.
They're just stupid.
Old heads are going to come for you, but they're probably
going to be drunk anyway. They can't. Drunk.
80s is just a bunch of drunks.